Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Amen. Who do you say Jesus is? The pastor was getting ready to leave the house for Sunday service, and his wife gave him a kiss and wished him well. And as he left, she yelled out, "Remember, don't tell them they're sinners until after the offering." Okay, we're starting. Okay. There was a man and woman who loved each other dearly, but they died. But they both went to heaven. And St. Peter greeted them at the gates, and he said, "Welcome to heaven." And they said, "Oh, it's wonderful, but St. Peter, we want to get married." And St. Peter said, "Listen, you're in heaven. You have all eternity. Wait 50 years and we'll regroup here." So they said, "Fine," because, you know, heaven, you live forever. So 50 years came and they said, "St. Peter, we still want to get married." And St. Peter said, "Well, wait another 50 years. And they said, "Why do you have to wait 50 more years?" He said, "Well, hopefully by that time there'll be a pastor up here." Okay, a hamburger goes, we're having a picnic. A hamburger goes into a bar. And he asked the bartender, he said, "I'd like to have a beer." And the bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food in here." Okay, I've told you this before, this is my favorite. Man and woman are waking up in the morning, and the man said, "Honey, could you make me some coffee?" She said, "No, dear, you make the coffee." He said, "Why?" She said, "Because it's in the Bible." And he said, "What do you mean it's in the Bible?" She said, "There's a whole book written about it." He said, what do you mean? "What book?" "Hebrews." In order to answer the question, who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus to you? You have to have a sense of laughter and joy and energy and enthusiasm, or else you can't answer that. You know, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." But you got to be turned on. The light has to be turned on. You got to get that juice, the Holy Spirit. And if you're turned on, then you can turn somebody else onto that. Let your light shine before others. But if you're not turned on, how are they going to believe you? So who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is with your life? They say it strongly and boldly with enthusiasm so other people believe you. You know, who did Jesus say? Who do you say Jesus is? The answer is as close as the Bible. You know, you've heard this before. John 13:35. You know, for people to know you're Jesus' disciples, how will people know that? Did Jesus say himself? "If you love one another as I have loved you, so others will know you're my disciples." And he loved us on the cross totally. He embraced us totally. Nobody's left out. It's like what Don played. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Jesus loves you and he loves the other person. And that's how you let people know who Jesus is. From your heart. If you take this seriously and not just listen to it boredly on a Sunday morning, says, "Get over this sermon, we might get to the picnic." If you take this to heart and you take it seriously and it turns you on, you know, we can't imagine what can happen through you. The capacity God gives you through the Holy Spirit to let your light shine. As we read in 1 John 4:11, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another." I'll never forget the words of a rabbi. I was a student pastor in Washington, D.C., and every the first Wednesday of every month, we had a forum at the Church of the Reformation, which is right on Capitol Hill. It was the closest church to the Capitol, Lutheran Church. And Senator Paul Simon, remember Paul Simon? wonderful senator, Lutheran. And he gave a wonderful talk about how a Christian can use their faith in real life and in community and change the politics of the world. And I was sitting there, and I sat across from a Jewish rabbi. I'll never forget his words. He said, if you Christians can love us Jews for 100 years, then we might start believing this Jesus talk. And he was a survivor of Auschwitz. He was put in Auschwitz by German Lutheran Nazis. But he said, if we can show us that love for 100 years, that's why, my friends, above being American, above being political, we are Christians. And we need to put our faith, our spirituality above everything else. And then to approach our politics, our country, our neighborhood, through Christ. So people can see Christ in us. That's who let them know who we say Jesus is. Christians at different times have given the world different views about how the church treated women, or witches, or Muslims in the Crusades, or black people, or yellow people. We went in with our missionaries to the different lands to not only proclaim Christ, but we put people in prison if they didn't dress Western or they didn't look like us. Rather than loving them for who they are, children of God, in their own ways, and to listen to them and try to learn their ways and their idiosyncrasies and try to bring Christ into their reality. You see, today, for many, many people, they don't read the Bible as much. They don't go to church as much, but they see you. They read you. They see Christ through you. And how do you get rid of their mixed pictures of Jesus? By loving them. By listening. By knowing in your heart that you are a child of God. You have eternity in your heart. You are loved more than you'll ever know. But then live the way that way so other people will catch that reality too. Not only by our words, but by our actions. They could see it in us. And as you grow in knowing how much you are loved by God, how much potential you have, you're awesome. Let that grow and grow and grow. So other people will see it in you. And you will hear the words, blessed are you, Bonnie. Blessed are you, Pat. Blessed are you, Tom. Blessed are you, Candy. Blessed are you, Mary Lou. Blessed are you, Nicholas. Blessed are you, David. Blessed are you, Carol. For on this rock, I will build my church. We have a picnic today. It's going to be great. We have great food and everything. But we are the beloved community. And let's let that love. When people drive past or walk past, let's invite them. Say, hey, we love you too. In this way, you're telling people who you say Jesus is. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.